Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 40 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in New York announced the indictment against Sebastian Zepeda. He's the man accused of setting a woman on fire on a subway car. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says investigators are still working to identify the woman who was badly burned and believed to have been homeless.
We know that there's a family just because someone appears to have been living, you know, in the situation of homelessness does not mean that there's not going to be family devastated by, you know, the tragic way she lost her life.
Canada's foreign minister and public safety minister are meeting with Trump transition officials today in Florida. President-elect has been suggesting Canada as the 51st state on social media. NASA's Parker solar probe is radioed back to Earth after entering the sun's atmosphere. It's expected to start sending data back on New Year's Day. And tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth an estimated $1.1 billion. This is ABC News. Health officials are warning cat owners not to feed them any raw meat after the death of a pet cat in Oregon from bird flu. The illness was traced to frozen cat food that contained raw turkey sold under the Northwest Naturals brand. NASA's Parker solar probe has entered the sun's upper atmosphere.
It's there that the solar wind that could disrupt communications here on Earth is generated. And so NASA's Nikki Rail says it's worth the billions of dollars it costs to send the Parker solar probe to go study it.
Getting a better understanding of what's happening in our local neighborhood not only helps us better appreciate it, but really helps us protect our investments in space and the future of our astronaut space travel.
Not only has the probe come closer than any other machine to the sun, it's traveling at an unprecedented 430,000 miles per hour.
It's ABC's Jim Ryan. Officials in Hawaii warning parents to keep their kids away from the Kilauea volcano. That's after a toddler ran towards a cliff edge. His mother pulled him back. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a foggy 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for cloudy skies and mild conditions with scattered light rain and patchy fog, a high of 44. Tonight, soaking rain possible with fog, a low of 37. And tomorrow, drizzle possible early in the morning, mostly cloudy and staying mild, with a high of 45. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 31, it's 40 degrees.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Good afternoon. It is a foggy 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Christmas night motor vehicle versus horse-drawn buggy crash was fatal. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the crash occurred Wednesday evening around 6 on State Highway 82 near Pine Avenue, rural Hillsboro, in the town of Union. Lydia E.M. Thompson, 22, of rural Sparta, and Jaden Allen Shea, 20, of Lafarge, were the occupants of a passenger car traveling east on State Highway 82. The vehicle struck a westbound buggy head-on in the westbound lane on a curve. Henry F. Bontrager and Ruth J. Bontrager, both 29, of rural Hillsboro, occupied the horse-drawn buggy and were both ejected from the buggy, which came to rest in the roadway. The passenger car went off the north side of the roadway and traveled down an embankment where it came to rest. Several concerned citizens stopped to render aid and protect the scene until emergency personnel arrived. Lydia Thompson, Jaden Shea, and Ruth Bontrager were transported to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro by Lafarge Area Ambulance. Henry Bontrager was pronounced dead at the scene by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. Ruth Bontrager was later transferred to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. The horse also died due to the crash. Also assisting the sheriff's office at the scene were the Lafarge Fire Department, Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit, and the town of Union. Gunderson Air was also requested, but were unable to fly due to weather conditions. Highway 82 at the crash scene was closed for about 6 hours. A missing man from Westby has been found safe. 49-year-old Corey Simonson had been reported missing Monday afternoon after taking his mother's car and making suicidal statements. Simonson had been arrested and accused of crashing a vehicle into a building on Viroqua's Main Street Sunday morning. He was later arrested by Westby police. As whooping cough continues to spread, Wisconsin has seen one of the worst outbreaks in the country. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Wisconsin trails only New York and Pennsylvania in the number of reported cases. Department of Health Services data shows nearly 2,400 reported cases this year, a huge increase from the 51 reported cases last year. Nationwide, the number of whooping cough cases is the highest it's been since 2014, and in Wisconsin, they're the highest they've been since 2012. The Wisconsin State Legislature may consider the legalization of medical marijuana again in the next session. With new district maps, Republican state lawmakers hold a smaller majority in both chambers of the legislature, and some have expressed a willingness to engage in medical marijuana discussions again. The topic has been considered in the past, but lawmakers were unable to come to an agreement on how best to regulate medical marijuana. A previous plan was opposed by Democratic legislators as too restrictive. With the new year right around the corner, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is working to find more creative solutions to affordable housing issues across the state. The agency has been providing funds through programs like the Community Development Investment and Idle Site Redevelopment Grants to convert buildings like former motels and commercial facilities into affordable housing units. Access to housing has been identified as one of the biggest challenges facing Wisconsin residents for 2025. The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection said Thursday that birds at a commercial poultry farm in Burnett County in northwest Wisconsin were destroyed to prevent spread of the H5N1 virus and that will not enter the food system. Bird flu outbreaks have led to destruction of commercial flocks in several Wisconsin counties, and it's also infected wild birds in the state. Earlier this month, Wisconsin's first human H5N1 case was confirmed in a worker at a Barron County farm where an infected flock was also destroyed. So far, there's been no evidence anywhere in the United States of human-to-human transmission of bird flu, which has also infected dairy cattle in several states. The City of Madison Clerk's Office says almost 200 ballots from the November 5th general election were not properly processed. In a statement Thursday, the Madison Clerk's Office said 193 mainly absentee ballots from three wards were discovered during post-election reconciliation and cleanup. The Clerk's Office said that number was not enough to affect the outcome of any race or referendum, but Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway said in a separate statement that a discrepancy of this magnitude is unacceptable and that a thorough review of the city's election policies and procedures will be conducted to ensure this kind of oversight does not recur. Clerks have 45 days to complete the reconciliation process after a presidential election. The clerk's office informed the Wisconsin Elections Commission of the unprocessed ballots by December 20th and will send a letter of apology to all affected voters. There will soon be more places to go nonstop in the new year. Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport is set to expand its flight offerings in 2025, with multiple airlines introducing new nonstop routes. Southwest is adding nonstop flights to Austin in March. They will also have seasonal routes to Cancun. Other carriers like Frontier, Alaska Airlines, and American Airlines are also expanding routes. When driving in dense fog where you can't see a half mile in front of you, it can cause you to become anxious and disoriented. Most cars are equipped with fog lights. This is the time to use them. Only have the low-beam fog lights on. Using your car's high beams can severely decrease your visibility even more. Because the stronger beams will reflect off of the water particles in the fog and make it appear denser. Also, use your windshield wipers. They will help keep the glass clear even if it is not raining. Turn on your defroster. Because fog occurs in high humidity, it's a good time to flip that defrost function on. Drive slow, keep a lookout for other vehicles, never slam on your brakes, and keep a longer following distance. Now, I know this may be your first instinct, as you may not feel comfortable losing sight of others. The time between you and other cars should be 9 to 12 seconds in dense fog. If you feel disoriented, pull over to the side of the road and put your hazard lights on. The Iowa County Communications Center received multiple reports of crashes yesterday. A call around 8:10 in the morning involved a jackknife semi at the intersection of U.S. Highway 14 and County Road H in the township of Arena. Responding agencies included the Arena Fire Department, Arena EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. The driver of the semi was transported by ambulance to a local hospital where they received treatment for injuries sustained in the crash. A call last night around 10 involved a single-vehicle collision hitting a tree at the intersection of State Road 23 and County Road T in the township of Wyoming. Emergency response teams, including the Spring Green Fire Department, Spring Green EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, were dispatched to the scene. The driver of the vehicle sustained injuries in the crash and was transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. Holiday returns aren't easy, and we don't mean the part where you explain to your mother why you returned the sweater she gave you. Stores are not legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds unless the merchandise was defective or misrepresented. While most retailers do offer refund and exchange programs, policies vary greatly from one store to another. Be sure to double-check policies this holiday season, even if you are familiar with the brand, as stores can change their policies whenever they want. The Better Business Bureau offers these tips that should help make your holiday returns run more smoothly. Know the rules for returning gifts without a receipt. Returning gifts without a receipt can be tricky. Without a receipt, most retailers offer store credit or an exchange rather than a full refund to your original method of payment, especially if the item is marked down or on clearance. Bring your ID. Many stores ask to see your ID when you return an item to avoid holiday return scams. Sometimes retailers require you to bring your ID and the original form of payment. If this is the policy of your store where your gift is from, you may need the assistance of the gift giver in order to be reimbursed. Make returns in a timely fashion. Almost all return policies are valid during a specific time period. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays, so don't risk missing your chance to make your return. Take the item back to the store without delay. Watch out for return scams. Be on the lookout for fraudulent return policies or suspicious third-party return services that promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms when returning items. For more holiday tips, visit the BBB Holiday Tips page. It is a foggy 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Nominations are being accepted. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz turkey gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop stuffing, $1.75. Libby's pumpkin pie mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness cherry pie filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury cranberry quick bread, $2 each. Kraft mac and cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 40 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. Now is the time to pause and reflect on those who are making a difference in your life. Nominations are being accepted for the 2025 Making a Difference Awards. There are many categories for the Making a Difference Awards. They are Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization Award, Civic Leadership Award, Nonprofit of the Year Award, Best Face Forward Award, Community Stewardship Award, Emergency Responder, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero Award or Healthcare Professional of the Year, Up and Coming Youth Award, and new this year, Employee of the Year. This award was added to honor the everyday person who shows up and does their job with a great attitude and passion and inspires others and perhaps the company to want to do better and serve others. Typically not someone in the limelight, but just the old faithful. All nominees for these awards come from the public. The criteria for the nominations are that the nominee must be a resident of Richland County and businesses must either be located in or doing business in Richland County. The attributes of the nominee, which are critical, are strength of character, leadership and creativity, and dedication to the welfare of others. These awards may be given for work done in the previous 12 months or for an entire body of work. Be sure to tell why you nominated this individual or business with as much detail as possible about their contributions and how they are making a difference to allow the information to be shared properly with the public. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference, care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, 53581, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com, or drop the information off at the 1313 West Seminary Street, Suite 100 in Richland Center. Nominations are due by Monday, January 6th at 5 p.m. Public Health Sauk County recently partnered with Grady Foundry to install a Mamava lactation pod. This serves as a private space for breastfeeding and or pumping for employees and features a comfortable seat, a shelf, an outlet for breast pump, a built-in fan for fresh air and white noise and more. Caster wheels on the bottom allow moving the lactation pod to other spaces at the foundry if needed. Funds for this project were provided by the U.S. American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Jesse Phelan, Deputy Director at Public Health Sauk County, said the addition of the Mamava lactation pod at Grady Foundry is a great way to support lactating parents as they return to work. She says, in our search for a place to award the pod Two, we learned that common concern for parents who want to feed their baby breast milk is where they will pump at work and whether it will be private and clean. We learned that many businesses offer a space, but sometimes it is not an ideal setup. Not all spaces are private, easy to access, or easy to keep clean, which can make it harder for a lactating parent to use those spaces. The Mamava is a great answer to all these concerns. If you or someone you know would like to get involved with local breastfeeding initiatives, contact Public Health Sauk County at 608-355-3290. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that the 2024 open water muskie fishing season will close statewide on December 31st. Anglers are also reminded that muskie may not be targeted through the ice at any time. Wisconsin has about 775 lakes and streams with thriving muskie populations, and several waters have special 50-inch minimum lengths. Anglers should consult the 2024-25 fishing regulations for the waters they fish for more information. Anglers can use the DNR's Quality Waters webpage to find trophy-class muskie opportunities near them. The season will reopen in the southern zone on May 3rd and in the northern zone on May 24th. Learn more on the DNR's muskie webpage. It's 40 degrees in Richland Center at 1226. Today's vital statistics are next.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
When car trouble strikes, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here for you. Known for quality collision repairs and outstanding service, we ensure your car is in expert hands. And with our complimentary loaners, you'll stay mobile and stress-free. At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we pride ourselves on excellence and our stellar reputation. Choose us for your auto body collision repair needs and see why our customers keep coming back. Drop by today on Elm Street in Boscobel or reach us at 608-375-4434.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
WRCO News Time is 1229. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca, died December 7th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church this afternoon from now until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Logie Swinehart is survived by his wife of 55 years, Bertha, three children, John and Christy Swinehart of Avoca, Gina and Mike Wardell of Bethlehem, Georgia, and Daniel and Tanya Swinehart of Mineral Point, former daughter-in-law Lisa Swinehart of Honolulu, 11 grandchildren, sister-in-law Joan Swinehart of Antigo, special friends Clarence and Sharon Johnson and Dennis Wardell, and many special neighbors and close friends. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca. Margaret M., Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died December 15th at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church this evening from 5 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Peggy Reddy include her husband Kim, son Daniel and Katie Reddy, grandson, brother Michael Wanicki and Andrea Kaiser of Bear Valley, sister Kathleen and David Shane of Bear Valley, nieces and nephews, special cousin Tom and Lonnie Haas of Richland Center, sisters-in-law Linda Reddy and Dennis Burris, Jeannie Blackburn and Gloria Cleghorn, all of Bagley, nieces and nephews, other relatives, and friends. Margaret M., Peggy Reddy, 61 of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89 of Loretto Ridge Plain, died December 16th at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Rabine is survived by her son, Geary and Jan Phillips, stepdaughter, Pat and Jim Seep Rabine, a grandson, a granddaughter, a step-grandson, two great-grandsons, a great-granddaughter, a step-great-grandson, twin sister, Lorraine Courtliou, sister-in-laws, Karen Fowle and Marion Duran, brother-in-law, Tom Duran, several nieces and nephews, and good friends, Mark Ewing and Jan Schroeder. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89 of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43 of Richland Center, died December 16th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Joel Rudersdorf is survived by his parents, Jude and Kevin Rudersdorf of Richland Center, brother Kyle and Lauren Rudersdorf of Evansville, grandmother Arlene Fruit of Richland Center, two nieces, and many aunts, uncles, other relatives, and friends. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center, died December 19th at home. No formal services will be held. A private burial will be held in the Mount Tabor Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to Walk with Grace. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Dennis Jensen is survived by his wife, Mindy, son, Troy and Allison Jensen of Mazomani, four stepchildren, Mike Evans of Verona, Tara Evans of Georgia, Andy Barrett and Mackenzie Parkhurst of Richland County, and Ellie and Justin Mitchell of Casanova, two granddaughters, four step-grandchildren, two brothers, Tom Jensen of Laval and Jim and Carol Jensen of Plain, sisters and brothers-in-law, Missy and Chuck Barrett of Richland Center, Kathy and Tom Jurgensen of Bear Valley, Dan and Paula Eckleberry of Muscadet, Diana and Kelvin Janicek of Hillsboro, and Donna Eckleberry of Richland Center. Also many other relatives and friends. Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center. David J. Copus Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday, January 11th, at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday, January 11th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. David Copus is survived by 4 children, Teresa Gardner and Jason Johnson, Jennifer and Matt Schultz, David Joe Copus Jr., and Jasper Dean Copus. 11 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law Molly Rutherford, his twin brother Daryl Copus, siblings Jane Viborn, Jerry and Teddy Copus, and Nancy Welch. Also many nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives. David J. Copus Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Sunday at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 25th, from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or charity of your choice. Survivors of Irma Brown include 2 children, Tim Brown and Lynn and Troy Rollbecky, 4 grandchildren, brother-in-law Gerald and Judy Brown, sisters-in-law Marlene Brown, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Bob and Maureen Smith. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Unusually mild and moist air continues to move into the region out ahead of a storm system down in the Central Plains. Now, as it moves northward, it should bring a pretty solid shield of rain into our region by this evening, which will linger up through daybreak tomorrow. Could bring us about a half inch of rainfall, and behind that, some drier air sweeping in, so hopefully no more fog starting by midday tomorrow. It should stay pretty quiet Sunday and Monday. Meanwhile, the next low-pressure system coming out of the Rocky Mountains will travel down through Nebraska and Iowa into Illinois by Monday night. Looks like the brunt of precipitation with that should go just south of our area, but we'll certainly keep an eye on things. Gradually cooler weather building in as well as we finish up 2024 and go into 2025. In fact, getting a little bit colder than normal by the end of next week. A forecast now for the rest of today, overcast and mild. Scattered light rain and drizzle, some patchy fog, high temperature about 44. Southeast to east wind at 5 to 10. A soaking rain tonight and possible fog in spots, low at 37. Tomorrow, maybe some drizzle early in the morning. Mostly cloudy and staying mild with highs in the mid-40s. Southwest to west wind around 10. Heading into Sunday, more clouds and sun, still warmer than normal, high 42. Monday, increasing clouds, high temperature once again 42. Slight chance of rain and snow showers at night in the far south. Tuesday, a small chance of snow showers far south early, then partial clearing later, high at 36. New Year's Day, partly sunny and cooler, high 29. And Thursday, partly sunny and chilly with a high of 24 degrees. Again, look for cloudy skies, some scattered light showers the rest of today, high in the low to mid 40s, the heavier rain moving in for tonight. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a foggy 40 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 34, our low this morning was 31. Our high so far today, 41. The record high for this state was set in 2018 at 51. The record low, 26 below, was set in 1886. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 30. Sunset tonight will be at 4:32, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:33. Currently in Richland Center, we have southeasterly winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.64, and we have received 1/10 of an inch of precipitation so far today. Again, it is a foggy 40 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
How livestock producers can help cut agriculture's overall greenhouse gas issue. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support.
There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
While sustainable crop production is seen as a way to cut agriculture's greenhouse gas output, a new study suggests livestock producers can also play a role. Kansas State University agronomy professor Chuck Rice was among the 26 researchers who did the study.
There's work being done to look at improving feed quality, reduce the methane that's produced in the cattle. Down the road, maybe breeding for livestock that have lower emissions. And then manure management. If it's a lagoon system, then there's a lot of methane released. And there's technologies already available to capture that methane and either use it as a fuel or convert it to CO2.
In addition to curtailing livestock emissions, Rice says offsetting emissions can also play a role.
With wind turbines on the farm, we can graze livestock underneath those turbines and producing energy for that farm and then exporting it. Solar is another area. There's a lot of structures on a farm, and if we put solar panels on those roofs, we can essentially eliminate the need for importing electricity into the farm and probably actually export it.
There's a link to the study results on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
I'm Nicole Koslip with Agribusiness News. I'm Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The CEO of Growth Energy says sustainable aviation fuel has an uncertain future. Emily Score says the discussions gained some steam in 2024, but it hasn't been a focus of the incoming Trump administration.
The tone of the conversation certainly is going to change in terms of kind of the federal government, because that is not kind of a stated priority.
She tells Brownfield there continues to be a push for the fuel in many countries.
I've spent a lot of time in Southeast Asia this fall. There is a global conversation on sustainable aviation fuel. That will continue.
Score says she remains hopeful sustainable aviation fuel tax credits, like 45C, will continue under the new administration to help ensure more gallons in the future.
If we look at the export market opportunities, if we look at the fact that airlines, their commitments haven't changed in terms of them wanting to have sustainable aviation fuel, those market signals are going to continue in the mid to long term, and we want to make sure that we are poised to compete in those future markets.
A coalition focused on increasing sustainable shipping across the Great Lakes is aligning priorities over the next year, which will boost biofuel demand. Michigan Soybean Committee Market Development Director Hannah Campbell tells Brownfield she's been working for the past 2 years to bring together partners.
We started attending meetings of transportation groups and marine industry and noticed that there weren't really agricultural businesses or farmers at the table. So we decided kind of to set our own table.
Campbell says the Great Lakes Sustainable Shipping Alliance recently met for its inaugural meeting to highlight sustainability efforts and how biofuels can work in the shipping sector.
When we start talking about soy-based biodiesel as a fuel for them, it works extremely well. And it's something that we already see happening all over the Great Lakes. And a lot of people that aren't using blends right now or are using very low blends, we're already talking about how they could increase that.
She says ag exporters want more comparative information about Great Lakes shipping costs, and an action group over the next year will explore price discovery options for the St. Lawrence Seaway.
We had some of our ag shippers in the room talking about when they're looking to ship an agricultural product, they're given certain shipping options and given the cost for those. At this point, a lot of them are saying Great Lakes Marine Shipping out the St. Lawrence Seaway is not one of those cost comparisons.
Lastly, a Northwest Wisconsin commercial turkey flock has been confirmed with highly pathogenic avian influenza near the Minnesota border. More than 18,500 birds at a Burnett County farm have been affected. And a 10-kilometer control area quarantine is now in effect to prevent disease spread. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brownfield anchor reporter Mark Dorenkamp. Growing up in a rural community in North Iowa, I watched as my family and others struggled farming in the 1980s, with my dad eventually leaving the farm to work at a local grain elevator. At that time, I wanted to get away from farming. But going on 20 years as a farm broadcaster, I've discovered a passion for telling stories about people like my dad. Thanks for letting me tell your story, too.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business is underway and cash hogs are quiet at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. A light round of direct cash cattle business has been reported. Live deals in the South are at $192. That's a dollar higher than the light trade that took place on Thursday and the previous week's weighted averages. Trade continues to hold out in the north with bids at $305 dressed. Asking prices are firm at $310 dressed in the north and at $192 to $193 live in the south. Boxed beef is higher at midday on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 95 cents at $321.34. Select is $3.60 higher at $292.37. In Missouri last week, steers and heifers under 600 pounds were mostly steady. Feeders over 600 pounds were steady to $5 higher. There was a light offering last week heading into the holiday season. Feed supplies are in good shape for most producers heading into the new year. Feeder supply included 57% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers last week, 600 to 648 pounds, brought $252 to $326.50. Feeder steers 700 to 749 pounds, brought $240 to $290. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 550 to 599 pounds, brought $242 to $305.50, and feeder heifer 600 to 649 pounds, brought $240 to $292. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday, with very light reported purchases. Business has been slow to get started in the mornings, but activity has actually picked up in the afternoon. Export sales are in that period of seasonal slowdowns, but overall demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide price support. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $32 to $44. Barrels and gilts were $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $46 to $56. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.56 at $97.25. Bellies and hams were both sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we ensure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts, going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Soybeans are lower, corn, cattle, and hogs are all mixed. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on fund and technical selling. Beans are seeing a correction after Thursday's gains, but the trade continues to monitor weather in South America. There are some indications of precipitation as possible. The USDA's export sales report hit a marketing year low for soybeans this past week. January beans down 6 at 982, March beans down 6 at 991 and a quarter. Corn is mixed on spread trade. Corn continues to monitor crop development weather in South America. The export sales report this week was positive for corn. March corn up 3/4 at 454 and a half. May corn up 1.5 at 462. The wheat complex is mixed, mostly higher. Russia's exports projections for wheat declined again, which does open the door for more wheat exports from the U.S. The trade continues to watch harvest progress in both Argentina and Australia. March wheat in Chicago up 5 3/4 at 546 3/4. May wheat up a nickel at 557. March wheat in Kansas City up 4 1/4 at 555 3/4. And in Minneapolis, March wheat up 3.5 at 597 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are up. Watching direct business develop, asking prices are holding firm at $192 to $193 live in the South and $310 dressed in the North. February lives down a nickel at $190.05. April lives up 25 at $192.85. January feeders are up 35 at $259.65. Hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads. Pork values were higher at midday. February lean hogs up 2 ticks at $84.22. April lean hogs up 17 at $89.42. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
How GMOs can help improve beef production efficiency. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. McDonald's, Syngenta, and Lopez Foods are collaborating to improve the efficiency of the beef the companies raise. Chris Cook with Syngenta says both Lopez Foods, which is a longtime protein supplier to McDonald's, and McDonald's have ambitious climate commitments. And by utilizing Inogen corn for both grain and silage, it can help the two companies achieve their sustainability goals.
It comes with an additional trait called Event 3272 or alpha amylase enzyme. And what that does, the alpha amylase, it breaks starch into sugar better than anything else out there. If you think about how do you get that energy, it's really that conversion of starch into sugar, and that's what Inogen does.
So how does that help companies like McDonald's and Lopez Foods meet their sustainability goals? Cook says,
here's the savings we get when a producer uses Inogen. This is the amount of savings they're getting around these different factors. And there's inherently a value to that, right? There's people that want to have access to, you know, carbon offsets or, you know, whatever it may be in the industry, that especially in ag, we want to keep that tied in the food chain, right? We don't want to sell it off to someone else. We want to have that in the food chain. That's really what we've done, is tried to tie that whole system together here.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app,
One stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A U.S. official saying a Russian anti-aircraft system may be responsible for the plane crash in Kazakhstan, killing 38 of the 67 people on board.
The black boxes have been recovered. A commission has been created to investigate the crash. That's going to include representatives from Russia, from Azerbaijan, from Kazakhstan. It might be a few days before we get an actual, definite conclusion here. But we have been speaking to some experts who do believe that that Russian anti-aircraft defense systems may be to blame here.
ABC's Ines de la Catera. Russian media reporting the plane was attacked by a Ukrainian drone. Another stowaway caught on a Delta flight, this time from Seattle to Hawaii, as it taxied for takeoff on Christmas Eve. Authorities say the individual passed through TSA screening but lacked a boarding pass. Mortgage rates ticking higher heading into the new year. The average 30-year fixed mortgage now